what Mod United Nations is students from really around the world, especially for the AL Mod United Nations, come together for usually what is a weekend-long conference to share ideas and to debate from a certain country's perspective. Each student who attends a Mod UN conference is assigned a unique country and a unique committee. These committees cover topics ranging from nuclear proliferation to world hunger to really a vast range of topics. Some simulate crises like the conflict in the Middle East, and some exist as UN bodies like the General Assembly in New York. At WIMUN, which is the Yale Mod United Nations Conference, we really pride ourselves on making the experience as meaningful as possible and unique as possible for the delegates. So we do a lot of things for our conference that most other high school conferences around the country do not do. Some really exciting new programs we're rolling out this year include bringing in amazing speakers. In addition, students have the opportunity at WIMUN to contribute to real-world change, because this year Yale Mod UN is partnering with Kiva, which is a microfinance organization, and each committee and each group of students has been assigned a project. And if each student donates only $5 to that project, then each committee can complete the funding goal for a certain project and ensure that Kiva can work towards its goal of poverty alleviation through entrepreneurship.
Adam, tell me about this Global Exchange, which you're also featuring this weekend.
Yes, what Global Exchange is it really offers students who apply for it the chance to attend these amazingly interesting classes. And, of course, for these students, many of them who may be visiting Yale and really New Haven for the first time, the chance to learn from these outstanding Yale professors is really a remarkable opportunity. And I think one of the classes that will be highlighted, or one of the ideas that will be highlighted, is kind of the role of youth and so much social change that's been happening recently. There's really been such a large uprising of youth activism around the world that we think that now is a great time to tell our delegates that youth really can make an impact, and we hope to empower them to go back to their communities and start making a difference immediately.
Adam, let's go back to the nuts and bolts of how the model United Nations works.
Yeah.
So each student is representing a country, and they're given a certain set of issues. Do you steer clear of issues of war or aggression?
Absolutely not. There are all sorts of issues. One of our biggest committees, actually, at WIMUN is called DISEC. That focuses solely on international disarmament and issues of conflict. So issues of aggression really are a main topic that we allow students to tackle, because what those do is they create such a clear line between the positions of different countries that students are really forced to do research before coming.
And finally, Adam, what are your hopes for these high school students when they leave after this weekend, things that they gathered from this Model UN?
We hope they leave with an appreciation for Yale University. We spend a lot of time while they're here kind of introducing them to the university. But then I think most of all is that we hope they leave with a sense of empowerment and a sense of inspiration. I like to say, when people ask me why Model UN and why these youth programs are so important, my answer is people always tell us that, I guess, these high school students and youth in general are the future, but it's important to remember that they're here now and they should start making a difference now as well, and we hope Mod UN will inspire them to do that.
Adam Girard, thank you so much.
Of course. I really appreciate your phone call, and I hope you have a great day.